As just mentioned in that interview, there are Australian women and children stranded in a camp in Syria after the collapse of Islamic State. Sydney man Kamal Debussy's daughter Mariam and her three children are among them. He's the spokesman for 62 Australian women and children in that camp. Kamal Debussy, we've heard reports of a deteriorating security situation at the Al Hol camp. What's the latest information you have?
Certainly. I've been receiving information from contacts from around the globe, actually, that we've built up over time. Situation in the camp remains very, very tense. Women, and Australian women in particular, have been kept in their camps, in their tents, for the last 24 hours. They've not been allowed to leave. There are increased patrols. There have been reinforcements brought into the camp, light infantry that's there. The camp is actually in lockdown, which means that there's been no supplies getting in or out. For those that aren't familiar with the setup of the camp, it is a detention camp with guards and barbed wire. The medical facilities are outside the camp, which means they're also going to be denied medical support for the next period of time. And the information is indicating to a very, very tense situation with fears of a possible attack, and the rumours are a possible attack external to the camp at this point in time. So not only do we have the ISIS women now with light arms inside the camp, which is a new development, there are talks of a potential external attack to the camp as well, which is very, very worrying, and is a really big change in the conditions and security in that space.
Just on that point about the ISIS women, you've been listening to our interview with the foreign minister, and she says that those women in the camp may have been involved in supporting terrorism and may have fought with terrorists in Syria and Iraq. What do you say to that?
There is, from the Australian women, no evidence that they fought at all. In fact, that's been one of our reinforcement points, that there is no evidence and no Australian woman was involved in fighting for terrorism. What they were, as we pointed out, the role of childbearers and family and homemakers in that environment. Should there be evidence, firstly, the rule of law should apply, but most importantly, the foreign minister also indicated they would look at that as a case-by-case scenario. I don't know how you can do a case-by-case scenario from such a remote assessment. You actually need to have the women and interview them and talk to them, which means they need to be taken out of the camp and made safe in the first instance in order to be able to assess them anyway. So it seems to be a break of logic in my thinking to say that we're going to assess the women one by one and then leave them in the camp where you can't assess them.
I was going to say, what about the minister's point about the safety of such missions, repatriation missions and the like, and putting more lives at risk?
Well, it's been done before. People have been able to be repatriated in the past. The Kurdish officials have said they've offered all the support that they will offer. In fact, they've said that if an agreement is reached, they will take the women and children to the border for collection at the Kurdish-Iraqi side. It can be done. It is not that difficult. And certainly many countries around the world have managed to take people from out of the camp. And our allies and our colleagues are also there. The Americans are in very strong presence in that part of the world and could also offer assistance if, in fact, all else fails.
Kamal Debussy, thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you.